page 436. Today we will read verse. To read verse.
Your king's arrow shoots the monkey, circling the tree. How exceedingly direct! 1,000 and 10,000. Who has ever hit the mark? Calling them together, he beckons them. Come, let's go back. He stops climbing on the road of Sao Chi. You too also said, the road of Sao Chi is level and even. Why stop climbing?
You should remember the, you should know the case. Case is that there are three monks who traveled together. One of them named Nanchen, eldest monk, asked to the other monk, drawing the circle on the ground. And Nanchuan said, say something about this circle. Circle means truth. So one monk immediately sat in the middle of circle drawn by Nanchuan. The other monk dispatched that circle with Kasho bow. And Nanchuan said, if you can say about this truth appropriately, we can continue to travel. They are on the way to go visit national teacher. They're on the way. Nanchuan, anyway, asked two monks, his friends, anyway, like that. So Nanchuan said, if you can say something about this truth appropriately, we can continue to travel, but if you cannot, we go back. But after two monks said, anyway, appropriately, about the truth, Nanchuan said complete opposite to what he had said. So-called, let's go back. So, and one monk asked him, what's going on with your mind? Did you change your mind? What's going on with your mind? So Nanchuan also talking about what the truth is. In the beginning he said, if you can say something about the truth appropriately, we can go. Okay? We can continue to go to travel. But after that, after the explanation of the truth, he said, let's go back. Means we don't continue to go. So complete opposite. So in the beginning, let's go. But after he said, not let go. So complete opposite. So Nanchuan said, Nanchuan talking about the truth. What the truth is? Truth is complete beyond going as positive, okay, way of life. Anyway, negative, not go. So going as a positive way of life, or not going as a negative way of life, or passive way of life. Complete beyond. So even though you say about the truth in a positive way, in other words, if you try to talk about the real picture of a human life in a positive way, but it doesn't hit the mark anyway. So very naturally, if it doesn't hit the mark, you can see there are some aspect of human life which you cannot say. You cannot explain the real picture of human life. So immediately, if you try, the more you try to talk about real picture of human life, naturally you can see both positive and passive. And also either one of them cannot be attached by you. So finally you don't know what the human life is. Then you say, what should I do? Or what is a human life? But even though you say what is a human life, but it seems to be questioned, what seems to leave you in bewilderment, but it's not. That question is complete openness. It's complete open. The real picture of human life is complete open to everyone. But temporarily, we can talk about human life in a positive way or sometimes in a passive way. Negative way or affirmative way, we can talk about. But both doesn't hit the mark. So look at the, you know, they, in a TV program, we have Donahue, you know that in the morning, Donahue. None of you discussion every day by the, you know, none of you, lots of questions, lots of problems are brought up to that, you know, discussion. Listen to that discussion. It's very interesting. Finally, nothing to hit the mark. They are talking, just talking. But whatever they said, nothing hit the mark. So finally, question mark is left on it. That's it. All question, all subject, they are talking about in that program, nothing. Always question mark is left. And then they are talking about sometimes positively, but you know that is really individual, the understanding in a positive way or in affirmative way. Sometimes in negative ways. So all this discussion, here and there, this and that, this and that. Finally, we don't know what the real picture of the human life is. So, if you try to see real human life, finally, question is left. So that question is complete openness, okay? Open, not the confusion, not the chaos. Because even though if you say it's chaos, because no, nothing to hit the mark, at that time, the chaos requires you to stop living anyway, or to leave you in bewilderment. Confusion or chaos comes up. But a question, what is a human life? That question is complete openness, to open to everyone. So nothing to stop living. So what shall I do means it's pretty good. What shall I do? So completely you should make yourself white and open. And then what shall I do means next. We should do something. Thinking carefully and again, we have to live. Researching what is the real, true, real picture of human life day after day. So that is obvious. And then you, as the next step, you do something, but immediately question comes up again. What is that? So constantly you do, and then question come up. And then question guides you to do something more in new way, in a positive way. And then result of the living gives you again question mark. So constantly this is. You do this, but completely empty. All kind of return to the source. And then next, you become a very freshing, okay? A fresh, then you do something. You can do something. So that is Nanchuan's understanding of the truth. That's why he said, let's go in the beginning, but after that, not let go. Let's go back. So Nanchuan also talk about the truth. And the other two monks also talks about truth. One sat right in the middle of circle means he and his understanding of the truth is something which we have to be present right in there. Not matter of discussion. So immediately he sat there. The other one, he do gassho and bow deeply to anywhere soku. Means no excuse. You should completely accept that truth, regardless of whether you understand or not, or you like or dislike. Anyway, you have to completely accept it and respect. So three of them, anyway, talked about the truth pretty good. Okay, that is a whole story, right? Case. And then the verse. Let's go back to the verse. Your cheese, arrow shoots the monkey, circling the tree, how exceedingly direct. Here is a look at the commentary, page 437. Once when King Chuang of Chu went out hunting, he saw a white monkey and had someone shoot it. That monkey grabbed the arrow and played with it. The king ordered his entourage of courtiers to shoot it, but none could hit it. The king then asked his courtiers, and they said to him, "The man Yao Qi is a good shot." So he ordered him to shoot it. As Yao Qi drew his bow, the monkey immediately hugged the tree and howled piteously. Before he shoot the arrows, monkey immediately hugged the tree and howled piteously. When the arrow was shot, the monkey went around the tree to avoid it. The arrow also circled the tree and struck and killed the monkey. This is a story, okay? This is the beginning of two lines. Yao Qi arrow shoots the monkey, circling the tree, how exceedingly direct. I think that means three monks anyway talked about the truth in different ways, three different ways. But each one of them exactly hit the bullseye what the truth is. So there are three different explanations of the truth, but they are not different. They return to one source. Just like our many stream, many streams goes into the one ocean, become one. So there are many ways in the human world, but many ways of life should return to one. Or we can say like this, every day, individual life manifests in a different life, many, many different aspects of life. Well, according to Buddhist teaching, a day consists of 64 billion moments, you know, 64 billion 99,000, I forgot the number anyway, 64 billion moment anyway, means 64 billion different aspect of life. You can show it, can be shown. But that means each moment is completely different from others. But they are not different, they are completely returned to, they are completely returning to one source, which is called truth. So, from this point, if you look at the human life, every day you do same things, getting up in the morning, wash your face, and have your breakfast, and go to work, and go back to home, and anywhere, go to sleep, and again you do same things. But exactly not same thing, you do same thing, you don't do same things, complete different things you do. But we don't do, every day, get up in the morning, wash your face, have a breakfast, go to school, etc. We don't deal with those things as they really are. Because each thing, each is completely different for us. Getting up in the morning is completely different from having a breakfast, completely different. So we are always expecting something excitement and washing your face. Or next, let's see. Let's see the having a breakfast. What's news, you know? Always. And then completely, if you don't find any excitement, anyway, forget it, you know. Or you destroy, you ignore completely. And then you seek for the something new in the next moment. And then go to school. Before you go to school, anyway, on the way to the school, you try to find the good news, you know, something excitement. So always, that means every moment is completely different for us. We believe in that way. But not different, exactly same. Means all different moments return to the one source, means each moment is exactly perfect, you know, perfect, without comparing with other moments. If you compare one moment with other moments, immediately you try to seek the excitement in this moment and next moment. Always, what's good news, always, constantly. But each moment is perfect. Anyway, each moment is perfect. So all you have to do is, you should do your best to deal with each moment. But it seems to be boring for us, because we get used of seeking for the good news. What's good? What news? So each moment, you cannot deal with each moment as each moment, as it is, without expecting anything anywhere. It's pretty hard. So each moment is each moment, but each moment is returns based on truth. So each moment is perfect. So all you have to do is, you should do your best to deal with each moment. So it means get up in the morning, just to get up in the morning. So that is this story, meaning of this story, okay? Do you understand? So, the 1,000 and 10,000, who has ever hit the mark? So, there are many, many Zen students, Zen peoples who are seeking for the truth. Plenty, plenty of many, many people who are interested in Zen, who study in the Buddhism anyway. But I don't know how many people could there be who hit the exact the mark, bull's eye of the truth. In other words, how many there could be, okay, who take charge of one moment as it really is, perfectly, means stably, with stability, with sincerity, with majesty. How many people can deal with one moment? So-called washing your face, exactly. We don't do. How many? So pretty many, most of people are pretty phony. A phony person who seems to wash your face. Really, but I don't think so. It's funny. Because look at yourself, you know. When I went to the Tassaran, you know, abbot room, I went to the first time I went to the abbot room at Tassaran and tried to use the toilet. And then I sat on the toilet bowl, and then immediately right in front of me on the wall, there is a nice, you know, what to say, the lectern. Little lectern. Do you understand? Little lectern on the wall, right in front of me, sitting on the bench, and Bob. Do you understand? Well, what is it? So, using the toilet and put the book on and reading the book. How crazy we are. So, it's very nice lectern. Very nice lectern. You know, not like this. This is very poor, you know, cheap wood. You know. That lectern is a very nice lectern. So I asked Jesus, you know, attendant, please take it, you know, and then put it on my tables. You know. I use the lecterns on the table. That's pretty good. So when you use the toilet, all you have to do is use the toilet anyway, exactly, with stability, majesty, anyway, calmly, and that's it. That is pretty good for us, but we don't do it. So we do a fake, phony using toilet, in phony ways. We do, always. Breakfast, reading the, you know, book, newspapers, and eating the breakfast, you know, always. So that's why he says 1,000 and 10,000, who has ever hit the mark? Calling them together, he beckons them, come, let's go back. So calling them together, he beckons them, means let's go back. Let's go back means, well, have a breakfast exactly with the wholeheartedness and also with the majesty and humbleness, generosity. If you use a toilet, exactly you do it. But the next moment, unfortunately, we have a tendency of attaching to the form which we have done. So-called, I did it. You know? Do you understand? I did it means if you use the toilet and then immediately you feel good. Experience the perfect way of using toilet. And then you appreciate the toilet, you appreciate you, and you feel good. So unfortunately, next moment, we attach to that experience, individual experience, so-called, I understand the truth. Okay? So, that's why we have to let go back. Means you do, anyway, you should use the toilet perfectly, but the next, you should return to the source with empty hand. Dogen then says, I returned, I came back from China with empty hand. Means whatever you do, do gassho, and then next you have to return to anywhere source with empty hand. Return to source means with empty hand, not attaching too much, not expecting too much, not expecting something excited. So just do it, and then if you feel good, that's fine. But let's return to source with empty hand. Means just do it. Just do it. And then naturally you experience something. And then sometimes if you attach it to the something which you have experienced, that is always, it makes you, it creates problems always. Because not always something good you can create, you can experience. So sometimes good, sometimes bad. So always life becomes up and down by good experience and bad experience. But a life is completely something what you have to carry it out constantly like a big stream of river. That is a basic attitude towards human life. You know? That is calmness, stability, and majesty. Okay? So-called faith. We say faith. So very naturally, we should do something with wholeheartedness, sincerity, and true heart. And then nevertheless, you shouldn't attach to it. So let's go back to the source. With empty hand. Then next, let's do something with sincerity and true heart again. In new ways, always new. Always you should become fresh. Refreshing, refreshing again and again. So that is, here says, calling them together, he beckons them. Come, let's go back. Let's go back. So if you say, let's continue to go, means let's do gassho. Put the palm together. You know, gassho means put the palm together. Put the palm together means let's go. Okay? And then if I say so, yes, let's do it. Okay? And then we say, let's do it. Always everyone attached to let's do it. Let's go. Okay? So if you attach to let's go or gassho, you immediately attach to the result which you have experienced. So very naturally, you will stumble over by your experience. So that's why next, you should practice not let go. So let's go back. You have to experience this one too. So within the one activity, in motion, in functioning, okay? In functioning, active, one single practice in functioning has two aspects. Let's do it, but not do it. Means let's be free from. So let's go beyond. Let's go beyond. So let's do it, next let's go beyond. So that is the Prajnaparamita says, gati gati para gati para sangate bodhisattva. Okay? Let's do it. And perfect. This is a perfect. So nothing to attach. So let's do it. So let's do it simultaneously. Let's go back with empty hand. So that's why he says, come, let's go back. Okay? He stops climbing on the road of Tao Chi. Sudo also said, the road of Tao Chi is level and even. Why stop climbing? Well, I think this is, he stops climbing on the road of Tao Chi. Tao Chi means lineage of Soto lineage, Soto tradition. Okay? Soto tradition, Soto Zen tradition. And that's the six patriarch three names lineage. So that's road. Let's stop climbing on the road. So six patriarch three names road. Road is not something we try to sit in for objectively or outside of the self. Okay? If you think so, if the three names teaching is something you should seek for outwardly or externally, you have to climb the mountain anyway. That makes hard work. But actually, one of the six patriarch three names teaching is very level and even. So in the commentary, it says, page 437, the Lord of Tao Chi is dustless, trackless, openly exposed, naked and clean, level, even, and smooth. Means completely nothing, very smooth, and also very even and level. And very, it's very openly exposed and naked and clean. This is a Lord of Finance teaching. If so, it's not necessary to climb the mountains. So that means, well, let's do perfectly. Let's take charge of each moment as it is and let it go. Means let's return to source with empty hand. Doesn't mean hard work or easy work. All you have to do is just take care of each moment with true heart, with sincerity. That's it. But you say it's hard to do something with sincerity, wholeheartedness. It's hard work. That is idea. Idea what you can see the human life in terms of individual karmic life. That's it. But life itself and activity itself and object, any kind of object as they are, exactly life of very even, smooth, exposed, you know, naked, clean, anyway, life. So all you have to do is when I should get up in the morning, I just get up in the morning. Just like walking on the level and very even, smooth life. When you see, when you have to do something a little bit quickly, anyway, just do something quickly with wholeheartedness, that's all. When you have to do something slowly, we have to do slowly, anyway, with true heart, wholeheartedness, that's it. It's not something to climb the mountain with hard work. Okay? If you say hard work, immediately easy work comes up, right in front of you. So always we can play seesaw game. Easy work, hard work, easy work, hard work. just like a discussions. Discussion at donor fields, you know, meeting. Always seesaw games. And then people are very excited. Even though they don't know what the real meaning of life is. They are just excited. They are just making excitement, you know. Say pushing this button, and immediately other button come up. And then immediately someone pushes this button. And the other button come up. Someone push the button again. So always pushing a button, another button come up, and pushing up this button, always seesaw games. That's very fun. It's fun. So always excited. This is human life.